A new look at dioxins. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There's a class of chemicals called dioxins that have polluted rivers between Midland and Saginaw Bay. They cause cancer. The federal government's made the polluter, Dow Chemical, promise to clean contaminated soil from the river bottoms as well as from yards and parks. But at the same time, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency never finished a report on just how toxic dioxins are. This makes some people mad, like Bob McKellar from Midland.
I can't understand how the EPA and those people can set these standards when they don't have data generated sufficient enough to tell them what standards are the ones we really have to worry about.
On the other hand, some people think the government's standards are too weak. Well, after 19 years, the EPA put out a final draft of its so-called dioxin reassessment. We had Sean Ali look at how it could affect Michigan.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency admits the dioxin reassessment is overdue, but the end is near.
Hopefully, this will be the final word for now on the assessment of the toxicity of dioxin.
Dr. Peter Preuss heads up EPA's National Center for Environmental Assessment. He uses the word hopefully, since the dioxin reassessment needs final peer review. But the current draft shows the government is more concerned about dioxin than ever. Take cancer, for example. Back in 2003, EPA scientists stated that dioxins could cause cancer at very low concentrations. Dow Chemical objected, and so did some independent scientists. Preuss says EPA considered objections, but it is sticking to its guns. This draft reaffirms even small doses of dioxin can cause cancer. In Michigan, this could mean that EPA asks Dow to remove even small traces of dioxin from contaminated soil.
We have made clear that once this dioxin reassessment is complete, we will reevaluate those soil cleanup levels and see whether they need to be changed or not.
That could add tens of millions of dollars to Dow Chemical's cleanup costs. Now, scientists say the dioxin reassessment deals with more than just cancer risks, though.
Each time we get an analysis of the toxicity, it turns out that it's more toxic.
This is Peter Defer, an environmental consultant who's peer-reviewed older drafts.
This version of the reassessment confirms that same trend. The non-cancer effects are considered to be occurring at even lower concentrations than previously. So it's worse than we thought.
Here's why Defer is worried. The state government already warns people to avoid eating fish from the contaminated Tittabawassee and Saginaw rivers. Defer predicts the reassessment will push the state to issue even stronger warnings, especially for vulnerable people.
For example, if a pregnant woman consumes a lot of fish tainted with dioxin throughout her pregnancy, she may be putting the fetus at risk for developmental problems later in life when the child begins to grow up. And this doesn't have to be a long-term exposure. It may be a matter of a few months during the pregnancy.
There is a chance that the EPA's dioxin reassessment will not end up strengthening any dioxin cleanup or fish advisories, though. After all, the EPA wants comments from people who could be affected by the latest science. One EPA official says he would not be surprised if some of the loudest voices on both sides come from Michigan. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.
Dow Chemical emailed Sean their comments. They say EPA ignored scientific objections. A scientific advisory board will be looking into that. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.